Greetings, Dr. Beckett. Welcome to the Quantum Leap Podcast.
In 2017, the military gathered a small group of scientists to try and bring the Quantum Leap time travel program back online. 5 years later, believing it was the only way to save his fiancée's life, Dr. Ben Song risked everything when he entered the accelerator to travel back in time. He awoke to find himself trapped in the past, facing mirror images that were not his own, and driven by an unknown force to change history for the better. Ben believed he would only need to complete 18 leaps before he could return to the place and people he calls home. But something went wrong.
Ben! No!
And for reasons unknown, Ben did not leap home.
Welcome to the Quantum Leap Podcast, everyone. I'm Christopher DeFilippis.
I'm Allison Pregler.
And I'm Albie. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we wouldn't have it in any other way. This is kind of a sad day for Quantum Leap in general. Sad day for us here. We all just heard the news that the new series of Quantum Leap has been officially canceled by NBC. So I just wanted to come on and maybe get some reaction and just talk about it a little bit. I can say that I am genuinely bummed. I was looking forward to what they might do in season two. I was really excited about where the show left off and the possibilities. And it's kind of sad that we won't be able to realize those possibilities because of this news. So I don't know that I have much of a roadmap, guys. I just know that it kind of demands that we talk about it. This is the biggest thing that's happened since the announcement of the revival. So
yeah, I mean, from what they were saying, privately and in interviews, honestly, it did seem like it was leaning more toward cancellation. So I guess it's not like a big shock to us, but you kind of hoped that maybe they would continue. Because yeah, I wanted to see where it was going after the season two finale. And, mostly I'm just bummed for the people involved because we've gotten to know them. They've all been incredibly kind and we're never going to forget what they did for us and what they did for Matt and his family. And that's really, that's why I'm bummed because I think they're all really good people. And, you know, I hope that they have a lot of success in their future, whatever they decide to do. So yeah, really mixed feelings about what's going on.
Yeah. And Albie, how about you?
I'm still kind of shocked. Like I thought I had prepared myself for this because, you know, we had gotten word from people involved that Outlook not so good. Well, I think we were given like a 40% chance or something, they were thinking. And that was part of the reason why they wanted to at least have what could be an ending for the season ending. And I thought I was prepared. I thought I was going to be okay. I almost this whole time I've kind of felt like we're waiting in the waiting room, you know, are they going to make it? And everything is telling us like they're going to make it. They have to make it. And then when you hear that they didn't make it, and it's sad because, and also it's something to celebrate because they did such great work that if they didn't, it wouldn't be as devastating when I heard the news. I just found out a couple hours ago and, I teared up. I was all ready to, you know, it's exhausting what we do, but I was ready to do it again. Mm-hmm. I felt like we had maybe one more season at least in us. In the show.
For sure. Yeah. I think that the show had many more seasons in it. I think that they finally found their footing and just as they're able to, you know, maybe try to hit their stride with a new paradigm, a new dynamic, the rug gets pulled out from under. And that's one thing. Yeah. I mean, just to echo what you guys have said, I cannot express enough gratitude for the entire cast and crew of this new Quantum Leap for really just embracing us and making us somewhat of a legitimate part of the production and part of the family. I mean, we were right there with them through all of this and they really were just the access and the generosity and the graciousness that everybody showed from top to bottom on screen and off. I think that it was unprecedented for me as a podcaster to get something like this and to really feel part of it, to be in it and to feel like, you know, you are helping sustain the thing that you love, not just by talking about it, but by actively engaging with the creators who are making it. It was quite the thrill ride, and everybody was so, so great. It's almost like I'm giving a eulogy. It's been a weird day for me. So
feels like it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just to give people context, I had to go to a funeral earlier today. So I spent the day at a funeral, and then, you know, I got back and I'm walking the dog and I get a text and I'm just like, oh, Quantum Leap was canceled. Oh, all right. pile on today.
How did you find out? Who texted you first?
I believe it was Drew Lindo. Mm. Yeah, because he sent us a direct message on Instagram, and he's always been such an amazing, you know, friend of this show. And, if I can find it, I'll read it. But I mean, just short and sweet. And I figured from the context, oh, I guess the show was canceled because I hadn't seen, and then I started looking it up, and lo and behold, of course, there it was. And like you said, Albie, I think I was somewhat prepared for it because of some of the behind the scenes chatter that we had with the people involved. But you always hold out hope,
yeah.
You know, and you always want it to not go that way. And I was equal parts terrified that it would go on and terrified that it wouldn't go on.
same,
you know? So yeah, let me, I think I found Drew's thing. I'm not good with the medias here. So, but there we go. Drew wrote, and this is what alerted me. He wrote, thanks to the entire team for all of your passionate coverage these past two seasons. Keep leaping and keep in touch. And thank you, Drew. And a little heart emoji. And yeah, wow. I mean, Drew and Dean especially have seemingly gone out of their way to make us part of things. You know, they were just on the vanguard of the entire rest of the team that was just as giving and just as caring. And quite frankly, I think just as respectful of the legacy of the show that we all love, especially as they got more into some of the heavier themes of season two. I feel like they were really finding the sweet spot of what made the old show so special and reinventing it for themselves. So it's a sad day. It's a sad day.
Yeah, I think it's there's so many feelings mixed together with all of this, because you were saying you were terrified of the show being renewed and terrified of not being renewed, because it's like it's such a big amount of time into something that that we're all very passionate about. But at the same time, it's just been in a strange space for us since Matt. It really is. Like, and it feels strange doing it without him. And, you know, going on another season without him, we could do it and we would do it and we'd be passionate about it. I just feel like it kind of weighs on you a little bit. And that's, I've been kind of feeling that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, Allison, that Matt's passing blindsided me, as we've discussed this on the show many times since it's happened. But going forward with just you and me, and that's odd to say, because in the beginning, I feel like it was just you and me, and it, you know, it's magical. It's fantastic. You're like, you know, one of the top best podcasting partners I've ever worked with. And
thanks, man.
I say that with, you know, total sincerity and respect, just the talent that you bring. But at the same time, the combination of the three of us, I feel like was unique. It was one of a kind. It was. And I had a great time with the last few episodes of the series at this point, not even the season, but the series, doing it with you. And it was like coming home. But at the same time, it's just that missing Matt, just that presence is all the more noticeable for its absence. And I know that sounds weird to say, but it's, so, I mean, that's another reason. Maybe I seem like I have some trepidation here, because I feel like I have been feeling off ever since we lost Matt. And it's not due to lack of passion or lack of enjoying working with everybody on the team. It's just, you know, it's just the difference in emotionally for me is just so marked. And I had no idea that it would be affecting me like it does still this far on. And I know it's still a relatively short time, but you know, we've been through a lot. We've done the show quite a bit since, and I still feel like we're finding our footing in so many ways. So, it's been weighing on me. I have to say that I was all set for going on with a third season if we had it, and I was excited to do it. But at the same time, if you guys, you've undoubtedly noticed there out in podcasting land how little we have been releasing. And that is due primarily to me, because after the Leap Day special, I just felt like I needed to take a breath. And quite frankly, trying to figure out how to go forward without the trio to talk about the legacy series the way we always have, I quite frankly don't know how it's going to work. I don't know if it's something that is, I don't know if it's going to be the same. And I have been struggling with, do I want to step away? What do I want to do? I don't want to disrespect the fans. I don't want to disrespect the podcast. I don't want to get on mic and just go through the motions. Even though I know that we'd have some fun and I'd find a new normal, I just, at this point, I'm just struggling. I'm struggling with the very idea of it. And that's something that's never happened to me before. You know me, put me in front of a mic, give me a topic, go. And I'm just thinking, is this the right way? Do we move forward? And I feel like hearing this news today about the cancellation kind of helped me decide. But I think that just for the time being, I'm going to be stepping away from the show. And I hate to do it, but I just feel like I don't want to be faking it. And I don't know emotionally where I'm at. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm done with the Quantum Leap podcast. I love the Quantum Leap podcast. It's my home. I just feel like for now, I want to think about what it looks like post-Matt, quite frankly. And without a new show to talk about, I feel like we've done everything that you can do with Quantum Leap. Currently, the only thing we have left to talk about that hasn't been on the pod in one way or another is a couple of books and the comics. So what made talking about the Legacy series and going on from Mirror Image back to the beginning was the fact that the trio of us hadn't done it. And it was still just, you know, that same old magic and the fun. And now I feel like the dynamic has changed so much. It never felt like a retread when we were doing it, but if we do it without Matt and we do it just because we're expected to do it, is that a retread? So I don't know. These are the kinds of things that I've been thinking of. And, you know, just the fact that we got the news that the show is not coming back for a third season kind of helped me decide that maybe I need to think about it some more and step away. I'm not saying, like I said, I'm not saying I'm done. And quite frankly, we were talking behind the scenes with some people who said they might want to come on and tell us different things about the new show. I'm there for that. 1,000,000%. If we have new stuff to do, new Quantum Leap, you know, lore to mine and behind the scenes stuff, I'm all for it. But as far as a weekly show reviewing the episodes, I'm still figuring out how we do that and not make it just more of what we've already done. Because Albie and Heather covered, you know, everything that we're covering now. And I don't know. I've been talking a lot, so I don't know, just reaction from you guys or thoughts. I know I sort of dropped, just for people out there listening, I mean, I kind of dropped this on them about 2 seconds before we got on mic. So, you know, I'm sorry.
No, it's, I could tell how you were feeling before. It's, you didn't like surprise me too much when you started talking about it before we got on mic. But the way I see it is, if we did the classic episodes together, just you and me, we would come up with great episodes. It would be fine. You know, I don't think it would be a retread. But the thing is, I don't think either of us, and especially you, have had a break to process this, because there was a small break while the show was on hiatus before the new episodes came back. But you still had to kind of jump in there and then do them weekly because the episodes were airing weekly. And I don't know if we've had as much time to just process all of this without Matt. Mm. And the classic stuff, especially us doing it all three, it just feels a little bit stranger not doing it with him. The last thing that we were working on, we were going to do the novel Obsessions next. And I was like halfway through the notes before this happened. I didn't finish reading the book or rereading the book. And so many of the themes of that book are the people left behind. So it just feels like that much more personal. And we don't have to do things that we're not feeling. Mm-hmm. We're not obligated to do this. Like you said, like the episodes have been covered by Albie and Heather. We can if we want to. Like, but it should be because it's fun, because we're feeling it. It's okay to take a break. The important thing for me is that I'm friends with you guys, and I'll always be friends with you guys. I'm friends for life, you know? So yeah. The podcast is important to me, but not important enough that it matters to me that we continue to do this weekly, especially if we're in this weird space right now.
Yeah. I think we need an off season. I think we've been going since, you know, the beginning of season two, which wasn't that long after season one, I mean, of the new show. And for me personally, I've been missing Matt as well, and hasn't been the same. And it's weird. I thought about it a little bit ago, because I really didn't start to deal or acknowledge in my heart that we had lost Matt. I couldn't until we were finished with the season two finale, until like all the work was done. I was putting all my grief into like distraction and work, and like trying to do the best I could while keep going without Matt. And it really hit me once the finale was done, because we still had, you know, commentaries recorded. We still had interviews recorded. I was working on an interview today, editing Ian Mayberry, which is great, and it will come out. But I was editing that today when I got the news about the cancellation. And it was weird, because we had planned the vacation to go to New York and hang out with Chris, me and Serenity and stuff like that. So I couldn't really finish everything I needed to finish with the end of season two. But there was like a good 3 weeks to a month there where I was just like dealing, processing, thinking, because podcasts are always people coming and going, and, you know, everybody has their arc within the arc, almost like a business, you know, but it keeps going with a different crew eventually and different things, at least ours. And it's different this time because we lost Matt. We didn't lose Matt like, okay, thanks for everything you did, and it's been great, and I hope you do good in your future things. He was just gone Christmas morning. And even though the show and everything was great before Matt, Matt brought so much to it that it's hard to imagine going on without Matt. But we all did, because we felt it was the right thing to do. The Quantum Leap podcast will keep going in one form or another, of course. But I think we need an off season. I think we all need time to rest, to think, to process, to decide what we want to do and when we want to do it. And I've always said since the beginning, this is about having fun. If you're not having fun, there's no point in doing it. Because if we're not having fun, the people listening won't be having fun either. So there is no point. So I think the best thing to do is for us to take an off season, which television shows do, with sporting teams, things do. You know, a lot of people take off seasons, and I think we need it. I think we all need it, including the listeners. You know, we just need some time, and then we'll regroup and figure out who's doing what and what everybody wants to do.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. And I think you hit it on the head. It's the having fun part. I feel like if we keep going to talk about the Legacy series, just to talk about the Legacy series, I'm doing it more out of a sense of obligation to the show than genuine, you know, passion about coming to the mic with you guys. And that's just now. I mean, in 6 weeks, it could be different. In 6 months, it could be different. I'm just feeling that now. And I felt that this was the perfect time to get this all out into the open. Because we're at a turning point for the series. We're at a turning point for ourselves. You know, everything is different again. And I'm just remembering when that first trailer dropped for the new series. And I was at work and we all got together impromptu and we were just all so jazzed. And I mean, it was like I hate nostalgia. You know, I hate nostalgia, but like it was like a magic time. You know, yeah. I'm out in the parking lot on my phone, like ducking out of work to talk to you guys about the new Quantum Leap that's coming. And, you know, I felt like we never lost that wonder, you know, and I just, at this point, I don't want to besmirch memories like that and the experiences that we've shared like that with just doing it to do it, quite frankly. But like I said, I could change my mind in a few weeks. But I feel like I owe it to the listeners and to you guys because I love and respect you all too much to just clam up and to back away and to ghost everybody and be silent. I feel like that's what I've been doing to our podcast listeners. I haven't released anything since the Leap Day special. And I think it's because half of me feels like that is a perfect place for us to leave it for now. I mean, I can't think of a better place for us to, if we're going to go on break and reinvent ourselves. It's a culmination of so many things. And none of that would have happened without Matt, and none of that would have happened without the team and the dynamic that we built up together. So it happened on Leap Day. It was a celebration of Matt. It was another thing about Quantum Leap that was new, that had never been unearthed before in the way that we did it. And if we can't go forward doing stuff like that, then I don't know what the point is. So I really feel like I want to figure out that sort of that lightning in a bottle, to be cliche, just to figure out how we get it back. But I am, of course, you know, never done podcasting. So I will come back to the mic for the Quantum Leap podcast in some form if you guys will have me. And I'll also say this, just because this is the way I'm feeling and I'm the big mouth on the show, if you guys want to come back and try something new, if you feel like, you know, hey, Albie and Allison have this and they want to bring someone else, or, you know, just send me an invite. If you want to drive the bus for a little while, I'm all for it. I'm here to support everything that we do as a team and everything that we do for this pod.
As long as you still edit it, Chris.
You got it. I will promise you that I will still edit it. See, that's how much I love you. I will still edit it.
No.
I don't think this podcast is going away, but think
we need a break.
I think we need time to 100%. Take a break and to process. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, you know? And if we never come back to doing these episodes, we have so much that we did. It's not like it feels like anything is left incomplete. Well, there's some novels and some comics, but we've talked about all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe we'll talk about your book someday.
I was just thinking, is this Chris's way of getting out of us talking about foreknowledge?
Yeah. What's behind you there, Chris? What's behind you there on the shelf?
I don't know if you noticed, but nearly 900 people were interested in Christopher signing his book.
Oh, my God.
Hey, nobody watched that video. We're doing projects together, you know?
Yeah, we're doing things stuff. Together. Is there anything you're excited about?
There's we're still talking and guys are doing other podcast type stuff. There's other interviews or things that could come up. There's things that we could do, but there's just no obligation to make it like a job, you know? It's just a fun thing to do. And, I think it's just taking time. And maybe just walking away is fine, you know?
And that's also, you know, the completist in me and like the inherent ditch digger in me. You don't leave a job. I mean, this is your obligation, you know? But sometimes you got to take a breath and say, okay, we can step back. And again, that being said, at the risk of repeating myself, we did have some discussions with some things in the offing that might pop tomorrow. We might get right back on mic and say, we have to talk about this because everybody needs to know. But, yeah, I'm all for taking a little bit of a break. And with that break, I think it's only fair that we suspend the Patreon site for a little while, because if we're not producing new content, I don't know that I want to keep our patrons on the hook. I feel like that would be disrespecting them. And I don't know. Sure. They've been
We don't do it for the money. It's just to help with keeping everything going.
Yeah. No, I understand that. But I mean, at the same time, if you're supporting the Quantum Leap podcast and we're not producing the Quantum Leap podcast. Yeah. I feel disingenuous about that. So I think that as of now, I'm going to suspend the patronage. I just want to thank everybody who's done so much and contributed so much over the years. You all know who you are, and we appreciate that as well. I mean, that support has also been just like, you know, it's just a thrill to know that you have people out there who like what you do so much that they want to contribute in some way to help sustain it. So thank you all who are, you know, out there on the Patreon site and part of our Patreon community. It has been a privilege to be able to do this for you and with you. And thank you to all the listeners who have just, you know, kept up with us over the years. I would get the statistics sometimes, especially at the beginning of the new show, and I could not believe how many downloads we had. I just couldn't, you know, it's probably small potatoes to a superstar like Allison, but for us.
No, it's, you know what? I'm immensely grateful for the people who listened and the people who have been around for a long time, even before the new show. And it's hard to break into podcasts. You know, like, I'm not that big a deal in the video land anyway, but, you know, if you look at like podcast numbers, it's so hard. Yeah. To get listens and numbers in the thousands and whatever, you know, like it's even harder than in video. And I think the fact that we've been as successful, and even if it wasn't a huge number, you know, I'm glad for the people that have stuck around, that have listened, that have sent feedback, that have sent kind words. There were so many people that sent so many nice messages after Matt, you know, and it really meant a lot. And I'm just grateful for the people that have stuck around.
Well, I mean, yeah, Albie, is this indelicate to bring this up? I mean, you have been, you said as just to set the scene, Albie did come to visit me a couple of weeks ago, and we got to see Scott in the Connector, and we got to see Back to the Future, the musical. And then we're just hanging out in my living room. And we're talking. Yeah, there it is. And Albie's just like, so I have this idea for a Star Trek show. And he's just dropping it on me. And he's just like, Chris, I've been grooming you for this for years. So it's like devious Albie. He's got the big plan. So do you want to tell people what we have been doing? Just something that to me, this is a lark. Like, I'm just happy to be along for the ride. You're the mastermind here, so.
Yeah, it's called Trexploration. If you subscribe to the YouTube feed on the Quantum Leap podcast, you got the first episode on that feed as well. We're patreon.com/trexploration. I'm still working on saying it.
Off the tongue.
Yeah, youtube.com/@trexploration. I think that's how that works. But you can subscribe to us there. And that's something I noticed you are passionate about. When we recorded that first episode, you had a blast, which was great to see classic Happy Chris talking about Star Trek.
instead of current dour Chris.
And I enjoyed it too. And it's just something that we wanted to do while we were either waiting for the new Quantum Leap to come back or just to be friends and talk, you know, instead of just talking on the phone. How you doing? How's Crystal? How's Penelope? You know,
yeah.
I'm sure we'll still talk about Crystal and Penelope on the show, but we're talking about Star Trek, and it's exciting. It's fun. I'm in the space station now, station 823. The movers are finally getting my stuff here, so I'm slowly unpacking, but I think that's something I'm excited for. I'll never not be doing something Quantum Leap also. Just like you said, Chris, if something comes up where we get those things to come through that we've been talking about with people, then of course that'd be great to put on. But the weekly grind, we should take time off there for a while, yeah. But that gives us more time. Like, we're not going anywhere. You just got to change the channel and pop in the Star Trek episodes to watch with us. Hopefully there's a little bit of crossover, because I know there's a crossover with Scott. We're talking about Enterprise and, you know, Quantum Leap. So that's something fun to check out. Allison, you watched the first episode. Did you watch the rough cut or the finished version?
The finished one that was uploaded onto the Quantum Leap podcast YouTube channel, which you guys can check out, or maybe you're on there right now watching this. But, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed you guys talking about, McCoy being extra southern and old and encounter at Farpoint, talking about, what ships you liked, which ones you didn't, the laser disc, which you can see behind you right there.
Alan. Yeah. That's going to be a different laser disc every episode, I think.
How many do you have? Do you have all of them?
I spent way too much money on LaserDisc.
Oh my gosh.
This is the next episode we're talking about later tonight, hopefully.
What is it? I can't see.
It is
The Naked Now.
Oh, The Naked Now.
The one where Data is fully functional.
Pretty good one.
And I have to say, for me, it's an special treat because, number one, Albie is taking the reins on the main production. So being along for the ride is just, for me, it's just so relaxing.
Oh, like, isn't it though?
I don't have to come. I don't have to drive the conversation. I just react, and I'm really good at that. I think I am anyway. I like to think so. But really, why I jumped at the chance to do this after Albie convinced me that we could do it. Number one, I've never done a show that's primarily a video show. I've only ever done podcasts. And this, even though I'm calling it in my head, I'm calling it our podcast, it's really going to be a video show on a YouTube channel. I don't know that we're going to have a podcast feed outside of maybe some Patreon bonus stuff.
For the patrons, something. They'll be able to listen to the audio version, yeah.
Right. So,
it's
I mean,
like a video podcast.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
So, yeah, video podcast.
You know, back in the day, we called it a vlog.
Yeah.
But that shows you how old I am. But also, Albie, we have been working together now for a decade, it feels like. Mm. We have never done a show together that I can remember. Have we ever actually sat and done like a show that's just you and me?
Not really. We've been just Mr. Producer and Mr. Producer together. And one of us is hosting, one of us is producing, or the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like I feel like we get along famously, but we never bring that dynamic to Mike. So, again, it's finding the new thing and finding that passion again, which is organic. Yeah. That has gotten me to say, yeah, I'd really want to jump into this stuff. And I've been doing a lot of re-examination of Trek over the last year or so. So I'm kind of primed to talk about it in a way that I never have been before. So for all of you who watched that first episode, that might be a little bit of a retread. But for those of you who haven't, we get into some of this stuff on that first episode. And I don't believe Albie and I have ever discussed it even personally, like our journey with Trek and all that. So it's been really nice to finally be able to do something with just you and me and also discover new things about each other that we didn't know, you know.
And along the way, we might have some Quantum Leap podcast people pop in here and there. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Maybe.
I wonder who that might be.
Sure, I can talk
But I think it's going to be a fun time, and the most important part of that is I just get to keep talking to Chris without yelling, "Wait up, Chris! Wait up! Slow down! Wait up! Slow down!"
In jokes about our time in Manhattan.
There'll be many of those coming.
We talked about that a little bit on another. Again, this is for the people on the podcast feed. Go to that YouTube channel. I mean, so much stuff has dropped in the last month of a more personal nature because Albie came to see me and he was posting things and he got maybe the worst video of me ever taking. I look like a greasy slug signing his books. It's just disgusting. But go.
I don't think you look like a greasy slug.
Oh, I look.
You look like a superstar.
He did, didn't he?
Allison's wearing a hat. For this recording, I needed her hat for that video, I'll tell you.
I just have my no hair and no makeup look going on, but it took me an hour to do that. So
you're talking about this hat's for style and no other reason. Style.
But I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who watched the first show and supported us. And we got two patrons already. And that's just crazy because it's just me and Chris talking about Star Trek. But yeah. It's fun and exciting. So we're not going anywhere. And we'll be back for Quantum Leap stuff in the future, I'm sure. And there's still that Ian Mayberry interview that you have to watch. That should be out this week, hopefully. I don't think I'm going to finish editing it tonight because I was deep in editing when I found this out. And I got to deal and recover with losing my favorite TV show now and all those connections and friends that I made. You know, hopefully we keep in touch and stuff. But I want to thank everybody at the Quantum Leap show that did that. Producers, writers, directors, editors, directors of photography, costume designs. I mean, guest stars, under five line people, all the way up to the stars of the show have all been so kind and giving of their time. They don't get paid for this. You know, we don't get paid for that, this, but that's obvious. I mean, but they are superstars and they're taking their time to just sitting down and talk to us to connect with all the fans. And I really appreciate everything they've done to make this show great. Cause yeah, if we didn't have them, we'd still be talking about Quantum Leap and stuff, but it wouldn't be as star-studded and spectacular, and we wouldn't have like the inside track that we got. And I'm just so grateful to everyone at Quantum Leap, besides being kind and helpful towards us, just for their work that they did on these two amazing seasons of bonus Quantum Leap that we got. And it's just it was a great time.
Yeah, it's funny to me because I remember when I was just a fan of the podcast and not really contributing at all. And I thought the pinnacle was when you had Deborah on the show. I'm like, oh, it's not going to get better. And then you had Don on the show. And I'm like, oh, well, that's it. They've achieved. And then you had Scott on the show. And I was like, okay, we can't. There's nowhere to go from here. Well, lo and behold, those were just, you know, the initial steps on this journey that has just been so amazing. Like, it's surreal to me that we have spoken to every one of the main cast of Quantum Leap, most of them at the same time, you know, and, you know, I feel like I'm repeating myself. I know I've said this many times before on the show, but it always bears repeating. It's just, you don't get that as a podcaster, you know. The fan community is usually overlooked and tolerated, quite frankly, especially by network people who just want to do what they want to do. And to have the entire cast and crew embrace us the way they did and make us part of the family, it will always be a highlight of what I consider my hobby. I can't believe that this is my hobby. I get to talk to Ernie Hudson, you know, because it's Saturday and I have a microphone. You know, it's crazy. I got, you know, Caitlin Bassett sending me a message on Instagram, you know, because what? Yeah. So it's
they really have embraced us and pulled us into the extended family. And I appreciate that. Yeah. It's not shocking anymore to get a message from any of them. And it just, you know, and it doesn't have to be about Quantum Leap, and they're just that kind of people to think of us and keep in touch. It's great.
So,
yeah, I just want to say thank you to them for treating us like friends, treating us like family, going out of their way to be kind. Not a single person that we talked to was unkind.
Not one.
And everyone went above and beyond. And yeah, it just feels crazy that that we were able to do this, and that that I was able to be along for the ride for this. And I want to thank you, Albie, for starting this whole thing. Like, you really gave us the opportunity to be on this show and to talk to these people. And you guys and Matt really helped organize all of this, put all of this together. And like, you know, I was just kind of like, yeah, all right, I'm free this day. Yeah. Then like, you know, I would hop on and get to talk to Ernie Hudson or whoever, which is really cool. And just, yeah, thanks for having me along.
Yeah. I just want to say, yeah.
Helping, joining.
You've always been fearless on, hey, why not do it? That's always been your motto. You know, let's just do it. And, you and Matt really worked so hard to bring it to the next level. And I would have just been stuck in my ways. Just we're talking about the show, and you know me, I get on rails, and I don't, you know, I get tunnel vision. This is what we're doing, and we have to do it. And you guys just always are thinking, we're always thinking so big, Mm-hmm. And it's because of that that all of this has come to fruition. Yeah, I still think, you know, that's a good way to say, you know, there are still things ahead for the Quantum Leap podcast. And I know mm-hmm. with you, Albie, in the mix, they're not going to be small.
So we have some things coming up still to do with the classic series and couple with the new series. And what's great, I found doing the Quantum Leap podcast before the revival series was all these people like 20, 30 years later still willing to talk about Quantum Leap because they had such a good time being part of Quantum Leap. So I'm sure we'll still get people that we haven't talked to yet from the new series, and probably still some surviving members of the original series. But there'll always be something to talk about, something new to learn, you know, because the best, I think some of the most interesting interviews I've had are, you know, like an hour long interview with someone that was just in one shot of one thing. And then you find out really what it was like there. And I just want to keep continuing that. Who knows when the Quantum Leap podcast will issue its final episode, but I think for now it's still going to be with us for quite a while.
Yeah, and who knows, we could get the announcement tomorrow that they're shopping it to Peacock or to Netflix, or
that would be great. I saw a lot of talk online already.
Yeah, all of this could change like that. So
and I'm here for it. I think Chris and I were on the couch talking about this at his place, and something had come across like that it did get renewed. And it wasn't April Fool's, but I think they were talking about in Australia or something it was going to be released. And we were confused for a second. And we were excited, and yet we dreaded having all the work ahead of us just because we know how much work it was. But we were ready for it. We were like, okay, let's get psyched up. Let's get hyped. Let's do this. So the announcement today, even though it was partially expected, it's still a huge disappointment. But I want to thank NBC for greenlighting the two seasons they did. And just being so helpful with us and the network actually being able to communicate with us all the time and giving us all the resources we need, especially when there was time crunches and maybe screeners weren't out there, but we needed to talk to people before the show aired and we got special access, and just everybody at NBC was really great to us. And it was such a great team between the network, the show, and to much smaller extent, us all working together to produce what we did every week. And it's just a shame that a lot of that's going away now.
I look at it this way. I posted something similar on our Instagram feed about an hour ago, and it's a sad day. It's a sad day for leapers, but it's also an opportunity to reflect upon just the privilege that we've had, that we got two brand new seasons of our favorite show with such a fantastic cast and crew. I mean, you don't get that as a fan. I mean, not often anyway. And it's just, we got nothing to complain about. We got nothing to complain about. So I just am grateful that we are doing the podcast and that we were able to strike upon this moment in Quantum Leap fandom and just roll with it and incorporate it into the legacy of our own show. I feel like, you know, I love Quantum Leap and it's the reason we're here, but the QLP also has its own distinct legacy. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like we just keep rolling and we keep getting mm-hmm. better. And, you know, we will continue in some form at some point.
Christopher, could you read, I think Ray released a statement. I think that'd be really good to read. I'd like to hear that again, talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? Both Ray and Caitlin released a couple of statements on
Some stuff.
So let me just call up my feed, and I have to go to following because Instagram now just puts up nothing but ads. So
I don't understand things.
Yeah. Okay. So, come on. There's Caitlin. So Caitlin writes, "So sorry to say, farewell, Leapers. Thank you so much for every moment of this amazing journey, and thank you, NBC and Universal TV, for the ride of a lifetime. As the wonderful QL superfan Matt Dale said, be excellent to each other."
Aw.
Caitlin.
God. Gotta love it.
God, Caitlin, she's so great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No one has come out with more support for Matt than Caitlin has. Mm. I mean, she's second to none. So,
yeah.
And Raymond writes, just wanted to say a thank you to our QL fans and those who've tuned in. Your support was felt and always warmly received. You all have made it the ride of a lifetime. We are so proud of the show we made and more proud of the stories we got to tell. And selfishly for me, I got to make some really awesome friends along the way. If and when another group gets a hold of the accelerator and its capabilities, may they find us floating in time, still striving to put right what once went wrong. And that is such a wonderful sentiment, because one thing that I did take solace in, the fact that we're not going to get a season three kind of sucks, but this series left us with that high note that I feel the Legacy series did, that they're still out there. They're still doing good. They're still changing people's lives for the better. And it's a wonderful place for us to end. So I think that always hopeful, just ending on those notes of hope. And with the new wrinkle of Ben and Addison being together, giving them some closure too. It's a perfect, if it had to end, it was a perfect way to do it. So again, thank you for the brilliance of Dean and Martin and all of the writers for understanding that it might end here and crafting an ending, which to me is as satisfying as Mirror Image.
You know, I think like us and the people involved with the show and the fans, we're still a family and we're still a community, and that doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to keep going on.
Yeah.
I know for one, whatever Raymond or Caitlin or Mason or Nanrissa, Ernie, and everybody, Drew, Dean, whatever projects they got coming up, I'm going to definitely check them out and try to support those as well. So.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, hey, guys, I feel like we've been going a little bit on, and I don't want to belabor and turn this into the cavalcade of thanks. I think we all know how grateful we are and how wonderful everyone has been. And, you know, I look forward to seeing where we eventually wind up in the future. Until then, you can see Albie and me doing Trek Exploration. You can see Allison doing Movie Nights, the series, as she's been doing perennially. So, and we will all stay together, stay in touch, follow us on our socials, follow us on Insta. We're not going anywhere. We're just stepping back for a little while. So I can't wait to see how and when that happens. And I can't wait to be doing it with you guys. And this might be the last time I say this for a while, though. Until that time, I've been Christopher DeFilippis.
I've been Allison Pregler.
And I've been Albie.
And we'll see you in the future. Keep leaping.
You're going to be all right.
What matter wounds to the body of a knight-errant? For each time he falls, he shall rise again, and woe to the wicked. Al?
Here, your grace.
My armor, my sword.
More misadventures.
Adventures, old friend.
Ben? No, what are you doing here?
Addison?
Addison!
Oh, I missed you so much. Just don't let go, okay?
I won't.